Thank you for tuning in to the latest 15 Minutes Cafe. And today we are going to continue with the conversation I had with Angel last week about how IKEA accompanied all our different life stages. And continuing today, we are going to be talking about something interesting, the translations for the menu items. Into a new generation of meetups.
Did an article mention that? Is there anybody like really meet up someone after the occasion?
I'm sure there are people who got matched.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Wow, they got a second life. Very nice.
What do you mean second life?
I mean second life. Second life.
One
right?
life. Two romances life. Or multiple okay. romances.
It's a different life chapter, right? Life chapter.
Yes, yes. Different okay. chapter in your life, for
different
sure.
Different chapter. Second life.
Second life, yeah.
Because I have
Can't
to say,
God.
If you are all single and living alone, you must be very lonely, right? Every day sitting
yeah.
at house alone,
yeah.
and then you need to somewhere to meet up the friends. So I think
exactly.
the occasions or this place, very nice for them.
Yes,
I would
sure.
have joined that, yeah, if I turned 60 and I'm still single.
You know, everything we're discussing here, you can sort of see from the way we talk about it. It's not what we need right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's in the back of our heads.
Yeah, we will.
It's an option. There's the option. You can see yourself in the next 20 years.
So the next 20 years, I'll be the founder.
Yes.
To raise the gathering in
yes.
IKEA.
And Lisa. Then you have this group of all retired flight attendants.
Wow. I wonder how they turn after 20 years.
Yeah, and then my group would be a group of like retired podcasters. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Let's just keep the things going. And then IKEA. Please don't raise the price. $35 affordable. Maintain another 20 years.
So the word is out. For people in different stages of their lives, IKEA represents different things. IKEA means very, very differently. Mm. Thank you, IKEA. Thank you,
IKEA. Yeah, yes. From 10, you got the toy from the IKEA. And
yes.
then from 20, the furniture.
Yes.
30, 40, like us, we go to eat meatball.
Yes.
And mashed potatoes.
Yes,
and when we
affordable
turn 60,
food, right?
Yes, and then, second romance. Boom.
Or even first romance. Hey, right? You never know. First
oh,
romance.
Sorry. Yeah, first romance. Yes, yes. Could be.
Not
could
exactly
be.
The best place, but hey, if you want
there's a place you can go
a practical
to.
Yeah. dating ground, IKEA restaurant, maybe. Mm. Why not?
Real person, real time.
You know, thinking about almost time to settle down, you know, IKEA is probably the best place.
Exactly.
Yes, to talk about maybe what kind of color duvets you want. You know, hinting to your other half that you want to settle down now.
Then let's go to the duvet sections.
Yes.
To explore together. Wow.
See? Yeah.
Nice way to flirt.
I don't know if people date like that, but okay. Yeah, very old school.
More radical. Come on.
Very, very old school. But now we have one for our listeners today. All right.
Okay.
Because since we started with food, we got to end with food.
All right.
This is the next thing we actually wanted to talk to you guys about. Not what our favorites are, but what your favorites are. Okay. I want you guys to send in all your comments. Let us know what your favorites are. And you know, maybe there are special ways of you eating the meatballs or the mashes. You know, let us know. In some of these secret recipes, we will organize them. We will collect them. And then we will share them with the rest of the 15 Minutes fam. But here's one for everybody out there. All right. The latest menu items on IKEA this season for the next month or so is first, we're going to do the Chinese. And I want
the
you
Chinese.
Guys to imagine. This is how sometimes you can practice English by yourself, all right? So you read the Chinese menu and then you try and translate it in English and then compare Ooh. It with the English menu of IKEA. And sometimes you learn a thing or two. We're going to play this game. So the first dish, 植物乳肉意大利面.
植物乳肉意大利面.
Yeah, this is the new menu.
So the English term is 植物乳肉意大利面.
Plant, 乳肉, spaghetti.
Yes, easy.
Maybe. Mm. So that's the first impression, right? 植物乳肉意大利面.
Plant
first or 乳肉 first? You got to think about that. Or pasta first. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
spaghetti. All right, and the next dish is 红烧百叶和风饭。
红烧百叶和风饭。
So, 红烧。
豆腐。嗯，百叶豆腐。
Red grilled.
Red grilled. Oh.
红烧，嗯，How do you explain that? 和风饭 ，What exactly is that? Japanese rice?
Japanese style.
Japanese styled rice. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, Japanese style rice. So.
Japanese styled rice.
Can we call 红烧, can we call braised tofu?
Braised, that means almost like stewed.
Oh, so.
So 卤肉 is closer.
So.Actually, I don't really get what
hong
does it mean.
Yeah. What is the point of hong sao? Yeah. What is the point of hong sao?
A lot of soy sauce inside.
Ah, maybe.
Is it?
Yeah, soy paste, right? Maybe you add soy paste, the sticky soy paste, maybe.
Oh, so soy tofu?
We will see.
Like the same soy sauce tofu?
Yeah, and 百葉, some people say, oh, 100 pages. No, it's not. It's not a book.
Just tofu.
It's a kind
just
of tofu.
百葉 tofu. 百葉 tofu.
There we go. So, I want you guys to start thinking about it. I'm not going to give it away very, very early. Not to give you the answer too early. So, the next dish, we've got another two. 柚香梅花猪排红酱笔管面. Wow, this is a big one. This is a big one.
Pomelo sauce?
柚香梅花猪 and then I'm like, okay, 梅花猪 what kind of pork is that?
梅花猪 like a、
yes.
猪排梅花猪排
Oh, 梅花猪排 sorry.
So it's pork chop, right?
Pork chops. 柚香 so it's probably pomelo sauce, vinegar.
And 红酱 should be tomato? It looks like tomato.
红酱 tomato, maybe, yes.Meat sauce? You can also call it meat sauce, right?
Meat sauce.
In pasta world.
Oh, right.
Right. Red sauce is also meat sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then 笔管面. You got to learn that. That, unfortunately, is Italian, right?
Italian.
Of different types of pasta. Okay, we'll get to that a little bit later.
Okay.
The next dish, 香草鸡腿排红酱意大利面. So the changes lie in the 香草鸡腿排。红酱意大利面 so that's still red sauce, that's still pasta,、
mm-hmm.
and 香草鸡腿排
Chicken thigh?
Yeah, I think chicken thigh? Yeah, grilled chicken thigh? Most likely grilled, I mean, my guess would be 香草鸡腿排 I don't know, how would you make it? Fried? No, grilled, mostly. 香草 I'm not sure why you want to put vanilla on.
Vanilla, it should be like the...Not the one we use in the cake. Is it like the herbal?
I think
herbal?
It's more like Italian herbs.
Oh, should be, yes.
Oregano.
Ah, the mixed herbal.
Yeah.
Makes it the term 香草.
Maybe we should just call it herbal chicken thighs.
Herbal chicken thigh.
Mm, yeah.
I can understand that. Mm-hmm.
So we got the four dishes. Okay, let me quickly recap. And then we will go to the English menu and share the real names.Real English names of these dishes. So you guys can go to IKEA and go check it out for yourself and try it. All right. So the first one, 植物卤肉意大利面. Second one, 红烧百叶和风饭. Next one, 柚香梅花猪排红酱笔管面. And the next one, 香草鸡腿排红酱意大利面. Okay. We're going to spill the beans for you guys.
Let's hit it.
Yes. So the first one, 植物卤肉意大利面. The English is...Plant-based braised pork belly with spaghetti. pork belly.
Ah.
I don't know why the extra pork belly.
Belly.
Why do you... Plant-based pork belly, what does that mean? How can pork belly be plant-based? My belly is not plant-based. My belly is 100% savory. It's real animal
fat. It's real protein.
Okay.
Why?
So listen to this. 植物卤肉意大利面。里面没有讲 pork belly. Where's the pork belly? No, but in English, they added pork belly to make it sound fancy, right? Like you're eating some high-class plant-based braised pork.
And it's plant-based.
Plant-based. Braised pork belly.
What's wrong with the word belly? Why? I know because in normal 乳肉饭, it's pork belly. So they want to emphasize that. Highlight that. Actually, it's real 乳肉饭. It's just plain based. So nothing changed. But
braised pork is not 100% braised pork belly. Not always.
Not always.
Yeah, depends on the recipe though. But when it's plant based, who cares whether it's pork belly or pork head, pork knuckles, pork, whatever, it's plant-based. Not supposed to be pork.
We should try it out to see if it really tastes like pork belly.
Now, here's the funny thing. We all know when it comes to food naming schemes, the first segment is usually the main part of this particular dish.
Right.
And the second segment with, right, with blah, blah sauce, with whatever. So listen to this particular dish. Plant-based braised pork belly with spaghetti. So spaghetti is the side dish, is the sauce. So the main thing is plant-based braised pork belly.
Right. Plant-based pork belly with spaghetti.
With spaghetti.
With spaghetti.
Not spaghetti with plant-based braised pork belly. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, spaghetti come first, you guys. Since when does the sauce come first?
Is it because it's more valuable? Like price is up? Spaghetti compared meat and the spaghetti.
I don't know. This plant-based braised pork belly. This pork belly. I better see the belly.
Yeah, you better see the belly. Since you highlighted.
Yeah.
So where's the belly? I ordered a pork belly.
I better see the pork belly. I better see it.
Since you put it in the front. Okay. So we have some nice argument with IKEA.
So guys, you can see the naming scheme, the Chinese and the English. The Chinese is like, meh, not very cool, very plain. But the English is like, whoa, there's something here. I don't know why they did that, but oh, thank you, IKEA.
If I got the English name first, so I translated to Chinese.
Yeah.
I would probably call it 素猪肚意大利面. Sounds even worse,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 素梅花猪 or something like that. 素梅花猪卤肉.
猪肚, there's a pork belly. You need to translate that. 素猪肚. So the term will be 素猪肚意大利面.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Sounds like a terrible dish. Anyways. Right. So there we go. It's very conflicting sometimes when you name dishes in Chinese and English. So the next dish, 红烧白叶和风饭. Let's see what the English is. The official word on the street is soy sauce braised tofu with Japanese fried rice. So braised, soy sauce braised tofu. With Japanese fried rice.
Soy sauce braised tofu.
So, 红烧 for people in IKEA, they think it's soy sauce.
Soy
braised
sauce.
Tofu.
Braised.
Now, my next question is, if today we don't include the word soy sauce, does it still make sense?
Braised tofu with Japanese fried rice.
Because in Taiwanese style cooking, braised anything. What is the concept of braising your meat? You add soy sauce. It's not like you braise with sugar. So it has to be soy sauce. There has to be the soy sauce element.
Soy sauce element. Yeah, so it's difference, right?
Yeah. So again, conflicting, right? Soy sauce braised tofu. Why do you want to add a few words to make it sound fancy?
They highlighted soy sauce?
Yeah, they want to highlight soy sauce.
But nothing special about soy sauce. Everything braised dishes comes with the soy sauce.
Exactly.
So you should add more special ingredients.
So they fancied it up by adding soy sauce. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Soy sauce braised tofu with Japanese fried rice. Okay, 和风饭, Japanese fried rice.
Makes sense.
Oh, what is the difference between Din Tai Fung fried rice, the Taiwanese style fried rice, and Japanese fried rice?
Japanese fried rice, I think they mix soy sauce inside because the color is different. Din Tai Fung, they also add soy sauce, but Din Tai Fung sauce looks white, right? But the main character is egg.
Okay.
And soy sauce, Japanese soy sauce, Japanese fried rice, they mix some beans inside, vegetables.
Yeah, I think more veggies.
Oh,
just
so
more
it's
veggies.
Not,
they don't want to call it veggie fried rice. Then it doesn't sound fancy.
Ah.
Calling it Japanese now, all of a sudden, call it sharp, call it Mitsubishi fried rice.
Level up.
Yeah, call it Lexus fried rice. Levels it up.
Different.
Oh my gosh, naming schemes. You guys, you marketers out there. Yeah, I applaud you guys.
They really did some good job.
You're really good.
Very good at it.
Confusing us most of the time.
Right.
But okay, yeah, you're good. So the next one, 又香梅花猪排红酱笔管面. Okay, so let's start from the back because that's the noodle. That's the pasta.
Yeah.
And that kind of pasta, bi guan mian, is penne.
Penne.
P-E-N-N-E.
Penne.
So now listen to the English. Pork chop with pomelo sauce and penne with tomato sauce. Two parts. Two parts. Pork chop with pomelo sauce. So that's the one dish. One
that's
thing.
That's 又香梅花猪排.
Yeah. So pork chop, you were correct. Pomelo sauce, we got that sort of right. And penne with tomato sauce.
Oh, penne with tomato sauce. Oh.
Yeah. So two things.
So first part and the second part.
Yes. There's the and, not with.
And.
See? The and. So pork chop with pomelo sauce. One dish. And penne with tomato sauce.
Mm.
So two main dishes.
Two main dishes.
Two main things.
Oh, so you can either order pork chop itself or penne with tomato sauce.
Yeah, it sounds like that in English. If you break it down, it looks like that.
So it's like five-star restaurant. Even the main dish is really simple, but they just want to make it one by one, one by one.
You write two lines of, you know, you make your menu look bigger.
It's super long. Yeah, pork chop with pomelo sauce and penne with tomato sauce. Yeah, it's like five-star serving.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways, that's IKEA. Good. You know, sounds Michelin-styled restaurant. Good. So the next one, 香草鸡腿排红酱意大利面.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, what 香草 means?
What's the English menu? The English menu says roasted chicken thigh with spaghetti and tomato sauce.
Where's the 香草? They didn't translate a bit.
Now listen to this. This is interesting, right? The previous dish, pork chop with pomelo sauce and penne with tomato sauce. So two parts. And this next dish says roast the chicken thigh with spaghetti and tomato sauce.
There's not a line.
So it spaghetti and tomato sauce separate, right? Mm. Roasted chicken thigh matched with spaghetti separate with tomato sauce. Huh? Mm. Using the previous naming scheme, technically it should be roasted chicken thigh
and
spaghetti with
tomato sauce.
See? Different naming schemes. You marketers, thank you. We didn't see that coming, right?
I didn't see that coming.
Thank you guys for naming all these weird things. In Chinese, everything makes sense. It's the same dish, except you changed the meat, the protein. But no, if you read the English,
they
it seems
the
like...
grammar. They changed
with
everything.
With a bit of grammar change, everything changed. This dish is different. See?
And tomato sauce. So you can order a la carte tomato sauce. Can I please get a bowl of tomato sauce?
Can I get spaghetti and tomato sauce? So you will
Thank
get spaghetti
you.
On the plate and then spaghetti on, like, in a little tub.
Interesting.
Separate.
Pretty weird. Pretty weird. Hmm? Huh?
Exactly, right? When you start playing grammar games like this, then you look at the English sometimes and you scratch your head. Then you think, oh, these marketers, you're just trying to make things fancy. You're not telling us the whole truth.
Not telling us the whole truth.
Yeah, you're stir-frying the whole truth, right? You're making a big stir-fry out of it and making it sound good, but it's just plain old pasta.
Just pasta, yeah. Just make everything with pasta. That's it. Make it simple.
They didn't keep it simple. Right. So guys, from that exercise, you can see most of the times what you read in Chinese is not exactly the same as in English. You got to see it the other way around. And of course, when you translate it from English to Chinese, again, it's not what it seems. And that's where this becomes very interesting. So when you go shopping at IKEA or when you go to any food court, check out the menu. And this is a little exercise you can do for yourself. And I often do this for me and my wife. And if I have nothing to say, I start playing these little games, guess games to help just to spice things up.
And actually, you need some imaginations to do that.
Yeah. You know, if you were the marketer, how would you name it?
Oh, right.
You can play these role-playing games to help yourself practice some of the terms and see if you have a better version of name or better version of the naming of this particular
naming,
dish. Yeah. All right. So, guys, thank you for joining us today. And we love hearing from you guys. So please do send in your favorite IKEA menu item or recipe, perhaps some secret recipe that you mix. You mix ice cream with meatballs. If it's any good, you let us know. And thank you for joining us. We will catch you in the next episode. Before we end, for those of you who are interested to get hold of this episode's transcript, useful phrases and useful terms, please do check out our VIP membership program, where we offer additional content and study notes related to not only 15 Min's Cafe, as well as our daily shadowing episodes. So be sure to check it out and join us in the next episode of 15 Min's Cafe. See you guys. Bye-bye. Bye.